Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Gary Surak back on the show, president of Surak Financial Services, a family-owned business specializing in financial planning, things like that. The author of If Your Money Talked, also The American Dream Revisited. He's our good friend Gary. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you very much, Jim. By the way, Jim, congratulations on how many years you've been doing this. I think it is incredibly cool.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, this is our 21st year, third decade. How about that?
It is impressive as hell.
Somebody asked me how I did it. I said I didn't know it wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, you just kind of get up in the morning and you go to work.
I don't know how to, you know, I think I really do think this is a classic, in this particular way at least. I'm not like, there's nothing normal or prototypical about me in a lot of ways, but one of the things I think I'm like a lot of small business owners, and you're probably the same way, I don't know how to quit.
Very good
point. I don't know how to stop. Do you?
No, but I do know, and in fact, we'll talk about that a little bit later, but that's one of the things that when I wrote the next book. Because
I mean, it's almost like, okay, which arm do I take off first? You know?
Yeah, it becomes embedded in us. And there's really no way to get out, nor do I really wish to.
I don't want to.
Yeah,
these are my roses I'm smelling.
Right, and that's how I feel too.
Yeah.
And so many people don't get that straight and don't understand that.
If you've never worked for yourself, you don't get it.
Right, and even when to work for other people, think there's something just amazing on the other side, and there isn't. They have to make the amazing happen. It just doesn't happen.
Well, you and I wake up every day, and... and we know we're going to be hit with challenges, and we know we're going to every once in a while an opportunity is going to drop in our lap. But either way, whatever it is, it belongs to us. That's to me. That's what's exciting about being a business owner. Whatever happens to me today belongs to me.
And the interesting thing, we're 60 years old. Our business this year. And we had a celebration. In fact, I rented out the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
A lot of people don't realize you're 97 years old.
Hell yes.
You don't sound like that at all.
I look young for my age. Anyway, so the deal on it is I rented out the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, where I live, and where my business is located. We invited a couple hundred people showed up. I brought in a gold jacket guy named Joe DeLaMalier, who's a hell of a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And threw a party and basically celebrated the fact that all these people had worked with me. We're a small business. You know, we're not some national player, but we're a small business. We do real well regionally. And it was just really cool to have all these people come in and say, hey, thanks for, you know, helping us with our financial life or whatever it was. And it was just it was one of those things where someone said, what was the best part of your year? I said, what are you talking about, my year? Maybe my life. And business was this party, because it was such a neat way to bring all these people together and honor our company and honor them.
Right. Well, no, that's exactly right. You know, I look back at all the people who helped put this together. I mean, I've got all the different contractors who helped me, our technology people, my radio network, Gab Radio, and how about the customers? How about the sponsors?
Oh, absolutely.
Our sponsors. I mean, we wouldn't be anywhere without them, of course, and you got the audience. But people like you are our Brain Trust members that help us put all this together. I mean, it's not you don't do it by yourself, but somebody though is at the heart of this thing. Somebody's got to be the nexus. Somebody's got to be the person at the hub, making it all spin around. And that's you and your business. That's me and my business. And if you don't love this, then You need to go do something else.
It's absolutely correct, and you're right, and I do. The funny thing, Jim, is the older I get, the less I love. So I only do the things I love. The stuff I don't like
too.
So much, I don't do anymore.
I decided that when I was 40. I called, yeah. What I said was when I hit 40, I said, you know what? I'm going to start moving away from things and people who make me unhappy, and toward things and people who make me happy.
Same way, and I do that with clients.
And I've done it.
Yeah, me too.
And I've become happier.
Oh, absolutely. When you don't have those, and I call them energy vampires around you.
Oh, yeah. Suck the life right out of you.
Oh, God, yeah. And then you sit there and you say, why am I having a bad day today? And I'm thinking, because I just spent an hour with someone I don't like. Yeah. And I don't care how much money they have.
That's right.
Nothing, it has nothing to do with it. So, yeah, you just say,
yeah,
wow,
it's not about money. It's about happiness. And this is not dress rehearsal, as someone once said. This is the only life we get. We don't get to do this and come back and do it over again. That's what I used to tell my kids, you know. Hey, kids, I don't get to raise you and come back and do this over again. Hey, quick break. Right back with Gary Sorok after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I got a high
ride. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.